This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining me tonight, Mark Edge is out until, I think, next week or something like that. He's out at a wedding, and Stephanie Murphy is here.
Hello.
Hey, Stephanie. Now, you are the host of Pork Therapy.
That's right.
I know a number of our listeners have been turned on to Pork Therapy because of your calls to the show, and, of course, we put you on the Liberty Radio Network as well.
Yes. I appreciate that.
Yep, over at LRN.FM, and people can go to Pork Therapy, that's pork with a C, porktherapy.com to hear more of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to sit in throughout the entire show tonight, and I kind of sprung a surprise on you, and I guess I'm springing it on pretty much our entire listenership.
It's a good
here
surprise.
It is a good surprise because we have a special guest here on the third microphone, Mr. Lou Rockwell. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Ian, it's great to be here. I feel like I'm in the northern capital of libertarianism. Southern capital being Auburn.
That's quite a compliment.
Yeah, can I take that as an endorsement?
I have to have a yes. Pincer movement on D.C. from the north and the south.
So what's this? So Auburn would be the southern?
Yeah, that's
capital?
What I'm thinking, yeah. Obviously, there are many places. I'm just teasing. But.
That's where you came from to visit the northeast. And apparently, you've got family or you're originally from the region, not New Hampshire. But
I'm from near Boston, my mother was from New Hampshire, not far from Keene here, so it's great to be. It's sort of home.
Wow.
So I've always been thrilled by what you guys are doing and this show and, of course, the Free State Project and Stephanie's doing at Dartmouth and so all kinds of great stuff going on in New Hampshire.
Well, for our uninitiated listeners, Lou, can you give maybe a short, who are you? Who is Lou Rockwell?
Let's see. I as I mentioned, I'm from near Boston. I've had a series of, I must say, magnificent jobs that have really been a thrill. When I was about your age, I was editor at a publishing house called Arlington House in New Rochelle, New York. And one of my authors was Ludwig von Mises. I mean, you know,
wow.
You can't get much better than that. Henry Hazlitt, Murray Rothbard. So I got to meet and deal with a whole lot of great heroes. And I also had the chance to be chief of staff to Congressman Ron Paul. And worked very closely with Murray Rothbard for many years at the Mises Institute and before that. And just had a, you know, and after working for Ron, I founded the Mises Institute about 28 years ago. And I've had a lot of fun.
And now, the Mises Institute, has it always been down in Auburn?
It's always been in Auburn. This is a terrible thing to admit. I actually started it. This is horrible. In Washington, D.C.
Well, it's a good place to leave.
So I soon left. And so it's ironic. I mean, at that time I thought, perhaps incorrectly, that the Institute had to be affiliated with the University Economics Department. And Auburn's was the only one in the country interested in having anything to do with this.
Hmm.
It's a very different situation today. Austrian economics has a much broader audience in the academic world than it did then.
Would you say that's thanks to the Internet?
Internet has been a huge effect. I remember in the old days, we were just thrilled if somebody was able to phone us or write us and say, I'm interested in Mises or I'm interested in Austrian economics. So, yeah, the beginning of we had our first website in 1995, right at the very beginning. And, yeah, it's been just that's been made all the difference for us and, of course, for many other classical liberal and libertarian ideas.
So
for my own website, lourockwell.com.
So I was going to get to that. You mentioned you had a website for the Mises Institute. When did lourockwell.com when did that come into being?
Started in 1999. It was an outgrowth of a sort of an email list I had. I was so upset at Carter's wars on Bosnia and Serbia and so forth, and all the people he was killing.
Clinton,
excuse me. I didn't like Carter either, but
I started out
sending messages to this email list, and then I decided, well, there was a place for a website like this, a libertarian website.
Now, has it always, I mean, I've only been really tuned into it probably for the last 5 or so years. Has it always been the same general format where there's daily articles and interest pieces written by people you know and other people?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much exactly the same. I mean, there are, you know, different emphases depending on the issues of the time. but it looks the same and has pretty much the same emphasis.
I mean, it's a great site for any of our listeners that haven't been. LouRockwell.com has been a great source of show prep for Free Talk Live for many years. I can't count the number of pieces that we've shared just, you know, verbatim from your website.
Well, thank you.
William Norman Grigg, I think, is one of my favorites.
He's a hero.
He
great
is.
Guy. Yeah, he's an amazing guy.
Well, why do you say that? I mean, besides the fact that he's really great at writing about the oppressive police state, what else?
Well, he got fired he worked for a magazine called The New American, published by the John Birch Society. And they fired him for not sharing their views about the glories of the police and the military and similar things.
Oh.
And so he's had a very tough time since then. But he really, I mean, he's kept up the fight. He's a fighter. And he speaks truth to power. And just, I think, he is the key guy on matters of police brutality and related issues.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like he kind of ran with it when he got fired, because now he writes, like, almost exclusively about police brutality.
Yes, and he's well known for it.
Yeah.
By the police, by the way, as well.
Sure,
the victims. Yeah, they don't like him.
So Lou, I mean, how do you go about this process of selecting every single day? Is it just you? Are you the editor of the website, or is there?
I'm the editor, but I have a lot of people who help, and I have people all over the world who send me articles. And of course, you soon learn when you're getting emails from people who's worth paying attention to and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
So I have people that I pay attention to, and I get their articles. I have writers like Stephanie. People take a look at her archives on LRC.
Thank you.
And so it's really, I have many, many helpers. I mean, it's not just me, it's hundreds of people.
Right. So you take submissions from folks, and then there are certain ones that are outstanding, and then when those outstanding people send you something, they're more than likely going to get published, I would guess.
Well, yes, there's that, and also just people send me links. Like I have a friend in Australia who sends me wonderful links, and he doesn't write, but because he doesn't want it because of the place he works for. He's concerned that he might not last there if he were writing for an anarchist site. But so he sends me great stuff, and there are people in Europe, people in Latin America, people in Japan, really all over the world, so who both write and send suggested articles to link to.
And you also have a blog, too. Right.
There is a blog.
Yeah, so that's sort of like a companion to the site. You know, you can go there for kind of a different style of content. People post videos and short, you know, blurbs.
I love the blog. I think the blog is a great addition. It's relatively new, last few years, right?
Yes, relatively new.
And I remember I was the first time I saw the blog, I was upset that I couldn't comment on it. And then I realized, thank goodness I can't comment here, because I would just get embroiled in comment wars and, like, just commenting on things back and forth. Because your site is incredibly popular. I mean, if you were to open up comments on the blog, it would just, I mean, there would likely be hundreds of them.
Well, there are reasons to open comments, but there are reasons not to. One recent reason is because of all the copyright trolling that's going on. There's with the tighter and tighter copyright laws from the Digital Millennium Copyright Act and what's happened subsequently.
Mm-hmm.
So there are sites right now being sued for huge amounts of money by predatory lawyers connected to Obama, by the way, because some commenter posted a piece of copyrighted material on their blog.
Wow.
And so it's, and if you're a small blog.
How does disabling the comments help with that?
Well, the people, in other words, can't post. I have to.
Oh, because people would be posting in the comments.
Yes, I think there would be hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah, it would be very difficult to keep an eye on.
I like the traffic, but it's difficult to keep an eye on things.
So, I mean, speaking of traffic, is it a true statement that LouRockwell.com is the most trafficked libertarian or liberty-oriented website
on the internet? Yes, in the world, And in fact, it's the best-read libertarian publication in history, if I can blow my own horn there for a moment. Certainly the best-read anarchist publication ever to exist.
How did that happen? Oh, hold that thought.
Okay.
we'll get back to that here in moments. And now, if you've got a question for Lou Rockwell, he's with us and is generously giving us to the end of the hour. So plenty of time for your calls at 1-800-25. You don't mind taking some calls?
No, glad to.
All right, 800-259-9231. Also, I want to talk about your podcast, which is kind of, I don't know where it is right now. So I want to find out what's going on with that. And I've got some other questions, too. But your questions are welcome as well at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live with Lou Rockwell.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, though if you've got a question for Lou Rockwell, your call will be given priority, at least for this hour. 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by Sickle CAI. And one of the many things that the good folks behind Sickle CAI are involved in is Think Twice News. John Shaw and Osborne from Think Twice News and Think Twice Productions have teamed up once again with the mighty Stefan Molyneux, another Lou Rockwell article contributor, to present a brave new epic video, The Sunset of the State. See it now at thinktwicenews.com. That's thinktwicenews.com. You can join us online, by the way, at freetalklive.com. We've got various different ways for you to listen in. Of course, our live streams are there. 24/7, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is available for you. Plus, our listen lines allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live. Plus, there's our webcam. And if you're watching the webcam right now, you can see Lou Rockwell is sitting with us here in the studio, the man behind the Mises Institute. Are you the founder of the Mises Institute?
I did. I had that great pleasure.
And are you now the president of the Mises?
No, I'm chairman. Doug French is the president.
Okay. And, of course, also the founder and the editor behind LouRockwell.com, the number one liberty-oriented website, period, across the board. Nothing, I don't know, has anything even come close? What's your biggest competitor, if you even know?
I don't actually know.
I don't either.
I think they're all somewhat behind, yes.
Maybe it'll be freetalklive.com someday.
It could be, and especially now that you're on 82 stations.
Yes, we were talking about
talking off the air about that.
Yeah, we just picked up Maui. In fact, we should have an 83rd, but I haven't confirmed that they're on yet. They should have started this past weekend.
Oh, thrilling.
Yeah, cool.
We'll be at 400 before you know it, I'm sure. So thanks for coming in here, Lou. You were actually here physically in person, which is really a pleasure. And we've never met before.
No.
You've never met Stephanie before.
Never met Stephanie before, although, of course, I know Stephanie because of her articles for LRC.
Yep. Now get a little closer on that mic if you don't mind. Just the closer you are, the better you sound. We're going to take some calls for you here. If you've got a question for Lou Rockwell, 800-259-9231. But there's a lot to talk about here. And I did mention I wanted to touch on your podcast because I had emailed your producer about the Lou Rockwell Show, which is your podcast. You've been doing it for about a year at least, I would say.
Yeah, several years.
Several years.
Although it's doesn't compete with your radio show for keeping to schedule.
Right. And that was what I was wondering about, because it was going strong for a while, and then it kind of dropped off, and then it came back, and there was a few episodes that were produced, and it's dropped off again. I don't think there's been one in a month and a half, maybe 2 months. Is it going to come back, Lou?
Yeah, there are a whole bunch of them scheduled.
Okay.
Sean Taylor Gatto, and many other great guests coming up, Ron Paul. And
Yeah, good to hear.
But it was daily for a time. But that got to be a little too expensive.
Once a week would be great. I mean, having the consistency of publishing is good, because you keep your listeners kind of hooked in, and they know what to expect. They know what's coming up.
You're an expert, so I appreciate that advice. I think that's very good advice.
Take it or leave it, right? We had you on LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network.
Yes.
It's kind of my little hobby project where I've taken various different liberty-oriented hosts. Stephanie's got her show. Stefan Molyneux, of course, has a great show. And so we've got about a dozen different shows. Some of them are live. Most of them are, as yours are, podcast. And most of them are kind of a once-a-week sort of thing. But basically, we load it into a program loop, and it just rotates all week long. And so if you listen a lot, you're going to hear the same thing.
Ian, I'm going to take your advice, so I don't know what day it'll be, but we'll do it once a week on a particular day.
Because I want to get you back in there, and we just bought a satellite channel for it, and it's up there now. And there's probably a few people listening to it. I can't say a whole lot.
CIA, all those guys.
Oh, probably. So let's actually go to the phones here. We've got somebody that has a question for you. It's Jeff in Maryland on the AMP lines. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, you're on
great
with Lou.
Show. Hi,
Jeff.
Great to especially see Lou on the show. This is terrific. My question, I'm interested in this with a lot of people who have been principled libertarians, in particular those who have been such for many years as you have, Lou. And you mentioned having met Mises through your association with Arlington House and all of that, and I was wondering how much of a libertarian were you at that point, or was he your primary influence, other influences as well, and, of course, your long association with the great Murray Rothbard? If you would comment on those things, I think that would be of great interest to the listeners.
No, I was already a libertarian when I went to work at Arlington House, which was a conservative publishing company, although it did publish libertarians. But the owner of it, the great Neil McCaffrey, was a conservative, and it also had as a subsidiary the Conservative Book Club, which still exists. And but I was a libertarian when I went there. I'd been a libertarian for many years, but I became more and more radical, I must say, over the years. Murray Rothbard had a strong influence on me in that regard.
Was it Murray that turned you into an anarchist?
It was Murray who turned me into an anarchist, yes.
Very good. Same here.
Jeff, thanks for the call and the question. Appreciate it.
Excellent.
So anarchist is a word you've used a few times to describe not just yourself, but also LouRockwell.com. Why do you choose that word? Don't you feel like it has some baggage attached to it?
Well, sure, and so does every, you know, I mean, the state always seeks to destroy the language, to trick people, to fool us, and so they want to make that into a bad word, and they associate it with bomb throwing and that sort of thing in the past. So you can, you know, it's possible to say that you believe in a private property order. You believe in an entirely voluntary order. I mean, there are many ways to say it. I like to say anarchist. I like especially Murray Rothbard's formulation of anarcho-capitalist, because there are anarchists who are communists who believe in the collective ownership of property. But there's a great article by Stefan Kinsella.
Oh, we love that guy.
Yeah, about what is anarchism. And it's a great explanation. What he says is, you're an anarchist if you agree that it is wrong, always wrong, to use violence or the threat of violence against the innocent. Now, when you state it like that, everybody says, oh, well, of course, I'm not for that. But then you discuss taxes or, you know, a million and one other things. And, of course, they are for using violence or the threat of violence against the innocent. But if you are opposed to that, that makes you an anarchist. Doesn't mean you necessarily think an anarchist society could ever come about. Doesn't mean you necessarily know how such a thing would function or even if it could function. But you just think morally that it's never right, again, to use violence or the threat of violence against the innocent, but only against the guilty.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Capitalist is another word that has got a lot of baggage attached.
Yes, it does.
Why embrace that one?
Well, I think that, you know, there are problems with it. I mean, it's true that because it in some parts of the world, capitalism is seen as the, say, the current American system.
Which is a corporatist.
Corporatist, yeah, it's corporatist. It's soft fascist, although becoming less soft by the day. I think because Mises used it, because Rothbard used it, Hazlitt used it. I mean, that's sort of good enough for me. But I say the free market too. That's what I named the Institute's newsletter. So I think that there's let 100 flowers bloom. I mean, there are many different ways to describe the system of freedom. And I think capitalist is one, although I'll admit, like anarchists, that it's got baggage, but so does the word liberal. Mm-hmm, I mean, we are liberals, too.
But
classical liberals. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, it's, But
they have to put that term in front of it to differentiate it.
That's right. So you can't say liberal anymore because they ruined it.
Yeah.
So we have to deal with these things.
I agree with you, Lou. I think there's, a lot of problems and upsides to using all these terms. But
more coming up here. Your calls as well are welcome at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Lou Rockwell is with us. That's that Lou Rockwell, the one from LouRockwell.com. If you've got a question for him, 800-259-9231. He's here for another half an hour. We'll take your calls. This is Free Talk Live.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at Revenor.com or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how great Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandy, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's Revenor.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale prices.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. Though calls will be given preference if they're for Lou Rockwell. He is here in the studio with us for the remainder of this hour. 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You want to be kept in the loop with what's happening with the show? Go to news.freetalklive.com. To get signed up, you can follow us via email, get our email updates. You can also get the Twitter feed or Facebook. Do whatever way works best for you, whichever delivery method you prefer. You can get it. It's all free over at news.freetalklive.com. Now, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, I did, and you can too. It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. The man who created LouRockwell.com, the man who edits LouRockwell.com, also the founder of the Mises Institute, is here, actually in the studio. I had the pleasure of having your sister, Debbie, email me out of the blue a week and a half ago. And, hey, I'm Lou Rockwell's sister, and we're coming to town, and we were interested in stopping by if you'd like to have us. And I said, sure, pick your day. And here you are.
So, it's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. And it's
a storied show, so it's an honor to be on it.
Well, thank you, and it's an honor to have you here. We want to get back to these phone calls because people obviously have questions for you. How often do you do radio appearances? Obviously, you have your own show, the Lou Rockwell Show, but you don't take calls on it. So.
No, I used to do a lot of radio before 9/11, and somehow things dropped off after that. People didn't want to hear this sort of viewpoint.
Well, you've been on this, unfortunately. You've certainly been on the...
But I was on a lot of shows before that. Now it's just occasionally.
You've been on the Andrew Napolitano show.
Yes, he's been very nice to have me on a number of times.
We've had him on once, and I was shocked when I was watching him on one of the Stossel shows about how radical he was. I didn't realize. I thought he was going to be one of the Fox News kind of hosts where they pander to the liberty ideal but don't really mean what they say or won't go all the way. But there was one discussion he was having on Fox News with John Stossel where he basically called for the abolishment of the military on Fox News. And I thought, wow, this guy's a real deal.
And similarly, at the Liberty Forum, he gave a speech that was along those lines, too. Yeah.
Also, he once had Stossel tell him, you know, when you say taxation is theft, you make me look bad. So, yeah, the judge is great. And he's a very learned guy, and he continues to learn and more and more interested in our sorts of ideas. So it's great.
Let's get to these folks want to ask you some questions here. Let's start with Mark in Ohio. Mark, you're on with Lou Rockwell.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Lou. Everybody, wow. What a treat this is. Lou, thanks for reading my email. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for sending it.
Hey, I always enjoy watching on with Napolitano, but it's quite a treat to have you here tonight, actually live and in person through the cam feed and all the rest.
So what's your question for you?
Well, my question is, basically, I was interested in learning basically the future of LRC and basically what plans are in the works for possibly the upgrades or additional features that might be added here in the coming months or years, kind of what the goals and what the direction is of LRC.
Well, I'd like to expand it, obviously. I want to expand the audience. I'd love to be able, for example, to advertise on something like the Drudge Report, a little bit beyond us right now. Because it was sort of a shoestring operation.
Is it profitable?
Free State project.
Is LRC profitable?
No, it's almost profitable.
Oh, okay.
But it's not profitable, no. Be nice if it were. We all believe in profit.
Sure, sure. So, if you can profit from your activism, then, I mean, that's the best situation.
But we have people who give money too, and we have our ad income from advertising and from Amazon book commissions. Just this summer, we had to sort of fight off some, as can happen to websites, a lot of attacks, some of them ideologically motivated attacks on our donation system and that sort of thing. But that sort of goes with the territory. There's also a step up in, we were talking offline about the copyright trolling, people who want to use the new copyright laws to get levy huge judgments against you. So we had to do all kinds of, we had to sort of scramble to make sure the site was bulletproof from that standpoint. And but we keep growing, and we want to keep growing. We want these ideas to get out there. And I must say, the best part of it is when I get emails, which happens very frequently, from people who say, you entirely changed my view. I was a neocon, I was a Republican, I was a conservative, or some other horrible thing. And now I'm a libertarian, now I'm an anarchist.
Makes it all worthwhile, huh?
Yeah, no, I don't vote, you know, other great stuff. So,
I'm
yeah.
one of those people, Lou, actually.
Well, that's right, Stephanie, yeah.
So, Mark, did that answer your question?
It does, and I wanted to just follow up and let him know that the blog is my homepage when I open up my browser every day.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's a relief, I believe, compared to all the other misinformation that we get in the world. It's kind of like an oasis, if you will.
And, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Thank you for the
absolutely.
Call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'd meant to ask you, Lou, so how did it get to be the number one liberty-oriented site? I mean, was it just a slow word-of-mouth growth process? Did it explode at a certain point in popularity, do you recall? Or were we just not even paying attention and all of a sudden?
No, I mean, it got started slowly, then it exploded, then actually the explosion slightly diminished.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's back up above what the height was in the early days. So I don't, I hope it's onward and upward. I do know that it's read by all sorts of people in the government as well as in the private sector.
But you got the right formula. You know, you've got daily content that changes, I mean, pretty much every single day of the week. And now even with weekends, they change because the blog posts are happening all weekend long. And so you've got something to keep people coming back. As Mark pointed out, he's got it as his homepage. And it's that kind of thing that's going to keep you where you are and make things better.
And when the Department of Homeland Security recently was cutting off access to controversial websites, to their employees, LRC was one of those controversial websites.
That should be a badge of honor.
Yeah, that's how you know you made it big.
Yeah. Let's continue with Alex in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Lou Rockwell on the Amp Lines.
Hey, guys. Ian, I was wondering if you could explain to Lou some of the activism, both politically and apolitically, that's been going on in Keene. And, Lou, if I could just get your thoughts on what do you think the best direction is to have liberty in our lifetime? Do you think that there should be equal amounts of civil disobedience and political activism? Do you believe in civil disobedience more so than political activism? What are your thoughts on that?
Thanks, well, Alex.
I think a big tent is the approach. So, you know, the division of labor applies to this part of the world as well as other parts. So some people want to be in politics. That's not my own, although I once was in politics, very deeply in politics, before going straight. But But it's, you know, if you like politics, great. I would never urge anybody to commit civil disobedience, but I certainly approve of and honor the people who do. Because, of course, you're taking, sort of taking your life in your own hands. But it's a great thing. It's a great example. And there's intellectual activism. I think, really, the first thing, and I speak from my own background here, I think the first thing you have to do is educate yourself.
Sure.
I mean, that is the one person you can actually really influence. You hope to influence others, but the one person you can surely influence is yourself.
Well, if you don't know the ideas of liberty and you you can't communicate them effectively, then you're kind of stuck in a difficult position.
That's correct, yeah. So you've got to read.
First of all, I love the Advocates for Self-Government, by the way. They're one of the best. There's no shortage of plugs for those folks here on this show, and I think they might even be sponsoring us soon. But, I mean, they've got a real great resource for people that want to get better at communicating the ideas. First, you learn what the ideas are. And, of course, the Mises Institute has all kinds of great free stuff, online audios and papers.
Books, videos, like anything you could think of.
And hundreds of books, thousands of hours of videos, audios, papers, articles. Journals, all for free.
We should mention the website, Mises.org, Mises.org. Of course, LouRockwell.com, that's LEWROCK. Is there another way? Have you registered to any other?
I registered LOU.
Good move. Okay. Yeah. So we don't have to spell it out then. LouRockwell.com. You can go and get some great stuff there, too. Still enough time, maybe, to sneak your call in here at 800-259-9231. Alex wanted me to explain the activism here, but, I mean, Sam was just here from ObscuredTruth.com a moment ago taking some photos. And you were already aware that we were arrested, so clearly you're aware to some extent of what's going on here in Keene. So we'll come back, maybe talk a little bit about the Free State Project and you know what your level of familiarity is with that. Also, maybe time for your call at 800-259-9231. If you want to talk to Lou Rockwell, this is your last chance because he's only here till the end of the hour. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have a roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features there on the site for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, there is a way to do that. In fact, there are a few different ways. One of them is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in and reinvest it into the show. We'll use it to get on more radio stations around the country, to bring more internet listeners on board with the program, and thereby expose new people to the ideas of freedom, which is something that we do, I think, and we do a decent job of it here. Lou Rockwell also does a very good job of it, probably the best, because his is the most viewed website of all the Liberty websites on the entire internet, LouRockwell.com, and he's with us in studio tonight. Thank you again, Lou, for spending what is a portion of basically a vacation with us.
Oh, this is vacation to be here.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Great. So we're going to try to pack as much as we can here in the remainder of this hour. And Stephanie, you had a question for Lou.
Yeah, I did want to jump in with a question. I was curious. I alluded to this before and said that I was one of the people whose viewpoint you were instrumental in changing towards liberty. I was wondering how you first got introduced to the ideas of liberty, Lou.
Well, I think I have to trace it to my dad, who was a Taft Republican.
Uh-huh.
But I also think I agree with Ron Paul that at least some of us are born free. We're just born that way. And my first sort of libertarian memory is of in the seventh grade, arguing with a teacher of mine. And this is before the 64 Civil Rights Act, but he was arguing for such a law,
mm-hmm.
whereby the owner of a store or a hotel would be forced to admit people he didn't want to admit. And I remember arguing with him and saying, you know, how is that right? It was a pretty primitive form of argumentation, but I just couldn't understand how the government would have the right to force a property owner to admit customers he didn't want. Wasn't that, seemed to me, just wrong? So I think the fact that it seemed wrong to me, I later learned more about why it was wrong, which is that it was instinctually wrong to me. I think I was sort of a natural libertarian.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have those natural inclinations toward being sympathetic to the ideas,
mm-hmm.
and it helps when you can sort of find that out, I guess, and draw it out of them.
And well, of course, the state does its best
to
beat it out of them permanently. So they
through the government schools.
Yeah, through their government indoctrination camps. Got another call here for you, Lou. Stephen is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Lou Rockwell.
Hello, Mr. Rockwell. First of all, I have it on good authority that Mandrake wants to give you a free baklava.
Hey, magnificent.
I'm jealous.
I've actually got some in the freezer here. You can sample it in advance. Very good.
Right. And then secondly, you know, when I was a kid, I bought a certain brand of car, a certain model of car that I had never noticed on the road before, and then after I owned it, I started seeing them everywhere.
Sure.
Likewise, when I became a libertarian, then later on pretty close to an anarchist, I started noticing more and more people, you know, speaking that sort of language, talking about libertarianism and so forth. So from my perspective as kind of a newcomer, it seems like it's on the rise, but I don't have the decades-long perspective that you have, and I wonder if you could just speak to that. Is the idea of freedom on the rise?
Stephen, no, thanks question. For the call.
Oh, no question. It's vastly ahead of where it was 20 or 30 years ago. Of course, we also have things headed in the opposite direction in Washington and other centers of government power. But I think especially among young people, there's just a tremendously increased interest in the ideas of liberty and Austrian economics and all related ideas. And I think that despite the efforts of the government schools we were talking about before to dumb everybody down and make sure that you never have a critical thought in your head and just obey the government, give them your money, go fight their evil wars and so forth. Yeah, I think there's a lot more radicalism. There's a lot more interest in what the government is doing. Right after 9/11, just to take a more that one example, it seemed like we were going to go down. I mean, it seemed like the whole place was going to become totalitarian, that every American agreed with the war on so-called war on terror and the domestic police state and the whole business. But it wasn't true. And so there were more and more and more dissidents. And I think there's thrilling things going on sort of below the radar screen. And, yeah, we're seeing more cars on the road that we recognize.
Let's go to Chaz, listening in Indiana. Chaz, you're on with Lou Rockwell on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi, guys. How you doing? Haven't called into the show in over a year now. It's great to be talking with you today, Ian, and especially with you, Lou. One thing I wanted to ask you about, we've all got our ways of trying to convert, you know, your conservatives and your liberals to the ideas, the better ideas, much better ideas of liberty. I'd like to know what your ideas would be for converting liberals to the ideas of liberty, Lou. If you could comment on that, please, sir.
Thank you, Chance, for the call.
Well, I think, first of all, we have to make sure, you know, we are well-read. I mean, to the extent that you're well-read, people will seek you out. I wish that it were possible to sort of grab some guy by the lapels and shake him and explain the truth to him. That does not normally work. So I think at first you make yourself sort of a beacon by knowing all this sort of thing, understanding what's happening in the economy. Why are we in this business cycle, just to take that one example? Why are we in this very long recession? Maybe it's a depression. So the extent that you know things like that, or you understand why the wars that the U.S. is fighting and the police state that's being erected here are so wrong and so counterproductive, so anti-civilizational, just make us poorer, all the various arguments, then people will approach you. So I think that's, to the extent that you know about things, you'll be a beacon, people will approach you, and then you can influence them.
And by the way, I highly recommend Healing Our World as a great tool. Mm-hmm. If you've got somebody that you've managed to hook, at least to get them interested to consume some information, you know, getting them the right information is also important. So
Mary's great.
Book like that, where it comes from a compassionate perspective, really is going to be I think it'll do wonders for somebody who might consider themselves a liberal.
Yeah, I think it's important to find out what's important. Like, know your audience is
right.
Key. Find out what's important to the person that you're trying to reach and then appeal to that.
Absolutely. So the Free State Project, here you are, Lou. You're in New Hampshire. And
I'm in the epicenter.
Well, I appreciate that. That's really quite the compliment. I don't know. There's certainly more people that have moved to Manchester. It's the bigger city, but it is nice to be considered the epicenter. Certainly a lot of the newsworthy stuff comes out of here in Keene, but
right,
people have moved all across New Hampshire, and I'm sure you were aware of the Free State Project early on. What did you think initially of the idea, and how aware are you now of how well it's come along since then?
You know, in the beginning, I must say I was skeptical. I was for it. But I was skeptical. But as the years have gone by and all the good things that you guys have done, I'm very impressed, and I've become more and more interested. And I've always been sympathetic, but I've become an enthusiastic supporter.
That's so great. So can we get an endorsement for the other?
Yeah,
Free State
no,
Project?
I definitely endorse the Free State Project.
Fantastic.
And especially like what you guys are doing in Keene. I'm more familiar with Keene than I am with Manchester, but there must be great stuff going on all across the state.
How do you get the word about what's happening up here, specifically Keene?
People write me, or I you know, get Google alerts, and I follow so many different news sites. So people either write me or I see things. But I'm interested in Keene because of, you know, my family background. And also, you do amazing things here that get in the libertarian-oriented news. So that's how I hear about it.
Now, a lot of the controversy that has bubbled up here in New Hampshire amongst the liberty activists has been generated from the activism that's gone on here in Keene. It's so much of it has been very controversial, simply because civil disobedience upsets some people, and of course the types of civil disobedience that have been done upsets other people, and there's a certain undercurrent amongst, obviously, in my opinion, it's the people that are connected to the state, the people that are working for or have family in working for the government that are very upset. If you look at the newspaper comment section, angry comment after angry comment after angry, just vitriolic hatred towards the activists here. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not surprised at the hatred. In fact, I must say, even though I knew the history of how the Nazis came to power, it wasn't until after 9/11 that I sort of emotionally understood that when I saw the reaction of so many Americans. And you're still, you know, seeing that sort of thing here. Mm. But, Aquinas, as Aquinas said, an unjust law is no law at all. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with civil disobedience and everything right. Again, you have to, it's a decision one has to make for oneself, because it is a very serious decision. But I think it's great. I mean, some people write books. Some people commit acts of civil disobedience. Some people have radio shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a whole, you know.
Some people do
some
all
people
the above.
Become great free market doctors, right? I mean, there's a whole, you know, any number of things that are going on. And it's all to the good, and it all combines to the great cause of liberty.
We've had so much amazing things happen because we've actually gotten people concentrated here. And as I was telling you during one of the breaks, there's only a few dozen people in this area, and you've already, I mean, it's on your radar. And there's only literally a few dozen people here that are in any way active, and most of them are single guys that really aren't as active as they might be if they were, say, your age and had, you know, more disposable income at their at their hands. So I think we're going to see incredible growth in the next 10-20 years. That's just going to be just mind-boggling as far as the activism that'll become possible, because, well, before I moved here, there was only a handful of folks down in Sarasota, Florida, and they barely did anything, and up here it's literally the best activists I've ever come across. So thanks for coming up and spending some time with us.
Oh, sure, great to be here. Thank you.
Maybe we'll have you back on one of these days.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks,
you'll do it again.
Yeah, thank you, Lou.
LouRockwell.com, the man behind it. Get over there, bookmark it, and visit it, because it's updated daily. More coming up, Free Talk Live in moments.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valley Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valley Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.